I'm David Blake. Now, Tommy Tucker, WWL, AM, FM, and .com.
Number A, a W is a W, okay?
Yep.
Number B, there could be some people in the hot tubs today. That was a hard-hitting game last night.
Ouch!
And number three, you know, you saw that it seemed like on that interception return, the extra point return, conversion return for the pick two, if you want to call it that. It seemed like some of the people on the field weren't quite sure if you could do that or not. Did you notice that?
Well, I was confused myself because it doesn't happen very often.
Well, you know when the first time it happened was? Back in 2015, courtesy of Fox Football. Roll the audio.
And then rumble into the end zone. But the extra point is blocked. This is Anthony. He's all alone. This is worth points. Two of them for the Saints. As they add to their lead. And that is the first one ever, as the rule has been changed, blocked by Kevin Williams, and Anthony took it the other way for 2 points. And that's the first time we've seen it in the NFL.
Saints playing the Carolina Panthers, believe it or not, in December of 2015.
How about that?
But wait, it happened again. The following year, 2016, Saints playing the Broncos, and the Broncos beat the Saints on a returned blocked extra point attempt for 2 points. Isn't it odd that we would have such a history with that?
That is weird.
All right, we take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike Dettillier. Concerns, offensive line at the top of my list, and then, you know, receivers. I don't know if it's about we don't have a real breakout receiver. I don't know, but they got to do something before we get to the playoffs. Tommy Tucker back with Mike Dettillier and you in a flash, WWL. 6:15, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back talking about the Saints game last night against the Panthers. What has you worried going into the playoffs? Because if you look at the standings, the Saints have an X and a Y. That's how they mark these things. An X means clinched playoff berth. A Y means clinched division title. The Saints and the Rams and the Bears all have X's and Y's. None of them have a Z, though, and a Z means clinched first-round bye. Of course, the Saints can do that at home field advantage if they beat the Steelers this Sunday in the Dome, and that is our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll. Will the Saints beat the Steelers, lock up home field advantage throughout the playoffs as it stands now? 50-50 on the results. Mike Dettillier joins us right now, live from Lockport, Louisiana. Or as it's known, Dettillier Town, to talk about the game last night. Hey, Mike.
How you doing, Tommy?
I'm all right. I guess I'm a little bit concerned about a couple of things. But first of all, a W is a W.
Man, listen, how long have people said, boy, if this Saints defense was middle of the road, we really have something here. Man, look how well this defense has played. This is the NFL. Okay, it's the toughest league they have. The Saints have held their opponents to 20 points or less in 10 of the 14 games they've played. So, you know, you got to learn how to sometimes win ugly in this league. It's not always going to be a 45-17 game. You got to learn how to win a different way. And last night, the Panthers gave you their best shot. They were a desperate football team and gave you their best punch. You were able to take it. You went on the road. And all I know is you 7-1 on the road this year. That's impressive. So, yeah, people can squawk all they want. Man, what's happened to the offense and everything else? All I know is you 12-2. If I'd have told you that before the start of the season, you'd have took that in a heartbeat.
With the best record in the NFL, you might add.
And a defense that's pretty doggone good. And so, you know, my biggest concern down the stretch is always health, because I do think it makes a difference. Man, don't give me this stuff about next man up. Tell me who that next man is.
You saw that on the offensive line last night.
You saw it. Three new guys up front. And it does make a difference. It does make a difference. So I think for everybody, the biggest concern for me would be the health of this football team down the stretch, because I do think the healthy teams end up doing pretty well in January.
You know, Buddy Liberto, you told me, and as soon as Max Unger went down last night, it's holy geez, the center's going out, and I don't think people realize. Maybe you can teach them, Mike, like you did me, how important the center is when it comes to the entire offensive team.
No, that center makes all the calls up front. He gets everybody settled. He's got to pick up the inside blitzes. I mean, it's a monumental job. And when you lose your starting center for any length of time, it makes a difference. That was a stat we had. That if you lost a center and the next game came around, you played your backup, you lost. It was at one time 79% of those games.
Wow.
I mean, that's telling of how much he means to your football team. And you saw it last night. That was a lot of pressure right up the middle. And Drew couldn't step up. But, again, it's never one thing. When maybe things go wrong, the receivers aren't making a catch, offensive line play isn't as good. And man, how much they missed Teron Armstead mm-hmm. at left tackle? I think that's a big part of this too. But I do think running the football, and when they make up their mind they're going to do it, you can see this football team, they percolate by the running game offensively. That's the straw that turns the drink today for them, their ability to run the football when they need to and have to. But, again, I can't say enough about, and we've said this now for the past 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, how good their defense has played. It's bailed them out when, you know, offense hasn't played well. But, again, I go back to that one thing. You win. You learn how to win ugly sometimes. Because that W, they don't give you nothing for style points.
Nope.
Nothing.
Same thing with Cleveland. We said that back in week two. Doesn't matter. Yep. It's a W, and that's one of those 12s. We're going to break here, Mike. When we come back, boy, Eli Apple seems to be coming on to me. DeMario Davis, what can you say about him? And we'll talk about the offense and receivers and more. If you have any questions or comments for Mike, 260-1870. You can also, of course, hear him this evening on The Point After, live from the Silva Slipper Casino, Hancock County, Mississippi. 620, time to go to traffic now on WWL. Joined by Mike Dettelier, as we are every morning after the game and every Friday before the game. Talking about last night's game against the Carolina Panthers. And, Mike, before we move on to the offense, when you talk about the defense, if we didn't have a great defense, we'd have lost that game last night.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a total team sport. I mean, you got to have it in all phases.
Well, but it wasn't like – before, I understand that, but before, a weak part of the team was the defense, and I guess the point I'm trying to make is I don't think people realize how good this defense is.
Well, it's developing well because you got a good core of young players here, from Sheldon Rankins to Alex Anzalone, David Onyemata, Von Bell, who I thought maybe had one of his best mm-hmm. games as a Saint, and then Eli Apple. You couldn't really ask him to play the ball in the end zone, and that was a crucial play at the end of the first half. He played, you know, he got his head turned around quick enough, and he made a play on the football. And they've changed the coverage a little bit on him over the past few weeks. They realize he's a press cover corner. He's a guy that likes to get up, try to reroute that receiver. Playing off coverage, that's not his style right now. He's a press cover guy. And, again, you go back to it, this is 20 straight games the Saints have not given up 100 yards rushing to an individual runner. You got to go back to November of last year. Samaje Perine did it for the Redskins. That's impressive. So you understand this is a pitch and catch league. But if you make somebody one dimensional, like they did the Panthers last night, you saw Cam. He couldn't make the plays when he had to, throwing the football downfield.
I think if you're playing Cam Newton, you can count on him making the plays you need at the end of the game. You understand what I'm saying? I'm flipping the script there, Mike, saying he's gonna mess it up, and he always does. Saints wound up surprisingly balanced on offense, 32 runs, 35 passes, although at times it didn't seem like that. And moving ahead to the Steelers, you know, Sean Payton's not going to say anything, and rightfully so, about the offensive line or any injury, really, until he has to. I don't know that much about the Steelers in general or the Steelers defense specifically, but can the Saints beat the Steelers if Max Unger's out, if Jermon Bushrod's out? I don't know what happened to him exactly, or if Teron Armstead can't come back.
Well, the Steelers are a mercurial team. It depends on when you catch them. They're a football team that could put 40 on you or struggle like they did against the Raiders. So you're not sure what you're going to get from them week to week. And that, to me, is the most dangerous type of team when you play them, that you're really not sure. They haven't run the football over the last couple of weeks as well because of injuries and just an idiotic deal with Le'Veon Bell to have him sit out the entire year. But they're explosive in the receiving core, and they're going to come after the Saints secondary. Make no question about it. So I suspect that this will be an intriguing game from how each team is going to kind of see the look in the window. The Steelers played an emotional game last week to beat New England, a team that had their number so many times. And now you're on the road. I think the Saints are a totally different team on that fast track in New Orleans than they are on the road, despite the fact they're 7-1. So, man, don't give me that, you know, well, man, when they play outside, they're a different team. Yeah, you're always a different team when you're on the road. But 7 out of 8 wins is pretty doggone good. The upfront part is the one question mark going into the Steeler game. Because if you've now swung over, Pete's playing left tackle. If that has to play, then you got a new guard. And hopefully things are with Max Unger with the concussion. He can play. I think that's the most crucial part of it, up the middle at the center spot.
So they're going to struggle if Unger's out, if I guess if you got, I don't mean this disrespectfully to him, but if you got Will Clapp, who's a rookie playing, I mean, that's nowhere near going to be
effective. Cameron Tom, you know, that's the guy that's going to play the center spot for you.
And it was the first time he played it last night, right?
Yeah, and so he's, you know, he doesn't have a lot of experience playing there. And listen, I'm going after your weakest spot. And I think that if everything gets shuffled around, yeah, I'm going to go after that center and that left guard who hasn't had much NFL experience. And again, next man up, yeah, that works maybe in the locker room, but it don't work out in reality. And the Steelers are pretty feisty up front. Their front seven is pretty good. They've given up some big plays in the secondary. But again, you're catching a football team that you're not real sure who you're going to see in the mirror when you look across, because they have been Jekyll and Hyde this season, and I would think the over and under on that is going to be pretty high, despite the fact the Saints haven't been explosive offensively the last few weeks. You can see somewhere down the line that's going to break. The same way with defense, that you're going to give up a game where you're going to give up 24, 28 points. That's going to happen also.
Mike, I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you again on Friday. So you can second guess this evening at Silver Slipper Casino. Mike Dettelier, Bobby Hebert, Jim Moore is going to be on, and you'll have another guest as well because the coaches are too busy on this short week, and rightfully so, to get ready for the Steelers. That's this evening, 4 until 8, Mike, or 7?
4 to 8.
Join them out there at the Slipper. You can have a good time. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Tommy.
Have a good day. More when we come back. Your calls, open lines, as a matter of fact, at 260-1870. The Saints-Carolina game last night. Your thoughts? When we return right now, it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to David Blake.
I'm David Blake. Now back to Tommy Tucker, WWL, AMFM.com.
I'm getting some text about Cam Newton and Law. You know, he had his blue cleats on before the game with the broken broom. He ain't wore those during a game. He had red shoes on for that. And the other thing is, you can always count on Cam Newton when you're playing against him. You can always count on him to make the big mistake. And last night's no exception. C and Nola, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy.
How you?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to make the comment about, you know, we're not going to win every game pretty. You know, that's what the NFL is all about. As we get later on in the season, you know, towards the end of the season, you know, we're not going to put up 45 and, you know, 40 points like we did at the beginning and, you know, midway through, because teams are starting to lack on. But what I do like is that the one thing we do have going for us, which is big, is our defense, even when our offense struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And we have home field advantage if we win one more, which I think we're going to pull out, you know. Saints do good at home. And when we get to the Super Bowl, who knows Atlanta Dome better than the Saints than anybody else in the AFC? So we got home field, dome field advantage all the way through. And I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I like the way you think. See, you think we beat the Steelers this Sunday and lock it up?
Definitely. Definitely. Defense is real good. Our defense is better and better every week. I know we lost Max Unger. I hope he's not out too long. but I think we're going to do good in the dome. We beat them. We good. You know, we rest our players for the next 3 weeks, and we good.
See, you know what I thought of real quick, because we got to go to break, but when it comes to Max Unger, you know, a lot of us are concerned, as is the NFL, about concussions and injuries and so forth. And I think Max Unger, in a way, kind of proves it, because if you just want him to come back and play no matter what, all you're concerned with is winning. And if you say you're concerned about injuries and concussions, you know where I'm going with this? Then you kind of kid yourself. But if you say get out on that field and play, then you're saying you don't care what happens to him later on. Thank you, C. Tommy Tucker back in a flash with you in a second on WWL. Talking about the Saints, something else significant that's going to happen today is Michael Flynn is going to be sentenced. And this is a weird kind of deal because Mueller, who's running the investigation, I think we all know that, asked that he be giving a very lenient sentence and doesn't want him to go to jail for a while. But the judge is a tough guy, and they think they might sentence him to jail anyway. But then Flynn's attorney said that he might have been lied to or entrapped by the FBI about lying about the Russian contacts. And it seems to me, if you cut a deal or the prosecutor saying, you know what, lenient sentence, no jail time, I would have left that alone. But Hollywood Thibodeau, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Hollywood, it's a W, right?
Right. It's a W. They had a defense played outstanding. Eli Apple right before the half. That was a big turnover.
Let me tell you something else, too, because of the angle he took, and I forgot who was carrying the ball for Carolina. You could see this guy look right at Eli Apple, and that's when Von Bell came up and punched it out. So I don't know if you get any statistical credit for a distraction or not, but he was definitely in on that play.
Right, and what about the hustle play by Von Bell making that punch out? That was a big turnover.
That's what I was just talking about, yeah.
You know? And what about the defensive line putting 4 sacks on Cam Newton? And linebackers, when they're knocking the ball out of the receiver's hands, I never seen that in a while, because last couple of years we were struggling with that. Now we got all that 6. Defense is not getting beat over the top. Eli Apple made a big difference in the secondary. You remember that fall back when we got crawled out of the game?
Yep.
And we'll be patient. We got a big game Sunday in the Dome. I think we're going to beat the Steelers. The offense will come back. And I think Unger might not play, but I think the reserves are doing an outstanding job on the offensive line. That goes to the offensive coach. I forgot his name, but he's doing an outstanding job with the reserves coming in. And the guy, Will Lutz, outstanding field goal kicker.
Let me tell you this. Thomas Morstead last night, we talked to him last week, and for those that don't understand deep directional punting, you saw it last night. He kicks the ball deep, and he kicks it to the sideline where there is no return. Carolina returned one punt for 1 yard last night. And that's because the guy stepped out of bounds when he caught it.
Right. And I think a lot of people was off the scores last night. They had like 37. I was off, so I didn't know it was going to be a 12-9 game. Mm-hmm. But I take a W like that with a 12-9, 14-6. You know, as long as a win is a win. So,
you know, you got that old saying, if ifs and nuts were candy and nuts, we'd have a Merry Christmas and all that stuff. Now, if Tommy Lee Lewis, right?
Right. That was a good call, Sean Payton. But I wouldn't have ran Tommy Lee Lewis. This is what I did. On the Wildcat formation with Taysom Hill as a quarterback and Ingram on the right or Kamari on the left, I either fake pitch to them and go power with Taysom Hill at the middle. Mm-hmm. I would have never given it to Tommy Lee Lewis because he don't have enough speed. Well, he got speed, but he's not physical enough. Like a Taysom Hill or a Kamara.
Well, he's down at a half yard line if he just doesn't try to, you know, be a hero.
He had the first down. Yeah. All he did do But it was a good play call. But Drew Brees shouldn't have threw that ball on a 2-point conversion and triple cover like that.
Yeah, Saints got a hell of a history with that. Hollywood, thank you for calling. We got to go to the break. The first one ever happened to them, returned blocked punt for 2 points when they were playing Carolina, of all teams, back in 2015. More calls when we come back, 260-1870. Time for traffic now on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7. We're talking about the Saints. I'm getting some text here about these blocked 2-point conversions or whatever, where the other team runs it back. The first one happened in the Dome when the Saints were playing Carolina back in 2015. The Saints blocked a punt, and Stephon Anthony returned it for a touchdown. That's the first time it ever happened in the NFL. And then it happened again the following year, but the Saints were on the other side of it when Drew was hit with the pick two, and that cost them the game against the Broncos. So it is, in a way, an odd occurrence, and the Saints have an odd history of being associated with it. Miles on the road. Hey, Miles, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How you doing, bud?
I'm all right, sir. And you?
I predicted 31-20 or 31-21 yesterday, but it really doesn't surprise me how it come out because it's a division opponent. And like I said, they were desperate, and they gave us our best shot. Hey, it is what it is.
You know, it's encouraging.
But it's still a W.
You know, what's encouraging to me is that, you know, they were off offensively in a lot of different ways, and they still managed to win with defense, which at this time of year might be more important than hanging 40 points and getting in a shootout. And they were surprisingly balanced, 32 runs, 35 passes, and what another thing that was a killer, I'll tell you what, 9 penalties for 80 yards. This is just about a touchdown.
And like Mike Petrino said, those guys are professionals too. They're getting paid to play the game too. So their defense, they've got, you know, some of the people on their defensive side of the ball are probably the reason that we didn't do too well offensively. I mean,
well, Keekly. Yeah, he's an animal.
I mean, he's a beast.
So our Blue Runner Foods opinion poll, Miles, not trying to rush you up here, but is asking you, do you think the Saints beat the Steelers on Sunday and wrap up home field advantage, or do you think it's going to have to wait till that second Carolina game here?
I think we do it this weekend.
I hope you're right.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Have a good day. All right, 260-1870. A couple of texts that are coming in. A blocked punt return is a touchdown, not 2 points. You're right, I misspoke. It was a blocked extra point attempt, or maybe a – yeah, it was a blocked extra point return for 2 points. I apologize if I said that it was a blocked punt. It was not. It was a blocked extra point attempt. Text says, Tommy, I don't know you can hand off ball and a running back throw it. I thought it had to be a pitch or backwards lateral for the person to throw it. It was. It is supposed to be. And I guess he was behind the quarterback. Was he not when he took the handoff? I'd have to look at that play again. I don't know. Hank in Mandeville. Hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Tommy.
How you?
Pretty good. I thought it was a pretty interesting game. I thought the officiating kind of dictated the game. They made bad calls for both teams, timely calls for both teams. It looks like every time we did something positive, we had some kind of dumb penalty called that was never put back on replay. The illegal formation call was definitely a missed call. I don't think that was illegal formation. But every time we did something well, it seemed like we had a flag. And the same thing with Carolina. They got some seriously timely calls against them.
So you think the officials were biased?
No, I don't think they were biased. I just think they tried to dictate the game. Instead of, like, let the game happen, they were trying to be part of the game. Understand what I'm saying? They wanted to show their importance, that they're more important than the game.
I got you.
I thought, you know, there's some officials you don't see, and there's some officials who want to be seen.
I hear what you're saying, yeah. Want to interject themselves as opposed to just refereeing it and keeping them from fighting.
That's just the way I looked at it.
I got you. Hank, we're going to run out of time real quick before we do. Let me ask you, do the Saints beat the Steelers Sunday and wrap it up?
When we're at home, I think we'll beat anybody.
I hope you're right. We'll be back. WWL.